Back here on the infield of Drake Stadium, we're talking to our newest state champion from the area. That's Norwalk's Tony Anania, following a win in the 1600 meters. Tony, leaving it all on the line. What was going through your mind as you're coming down the home stretch there and trying to make the decision, am I going to lay out, try to win this?
I knew I was definitely going to catch Ethan. I just didn't know. I kind of got right up next to him, and he kind of surged a little bit more. So I knew it was going to be a photo finish. And, you know, we both dove, put our bodies on the line, and somehow I came out on top, which was really cool.
All right, I got to ask you, too. I personally never took the dive to try to win a race. What was the feeling like when you first hit the ground? Was it did you feel it right away, or did it take a little bit for the road rush and all that to set in?
Yeah, the adrenaline's definitely still there. So it was kind of like, oh, I just fell. And, you know, I kind of asked Ethan, hey, are you okay? He's like, yeah, I'm good. And it was kind of just like waiting for the results for a couple seconds, and then figured out I won, and I was super happy. And now I'm definitely feeling all these rashes on me and scratches. It's definitely well worth it, though.
I'm sure it was well worth it. Yesterday we talked, and you know, it was kind of disappointing that in the 800 you wanted to win that race, or maybe that was Thursday night, I'll think about it better. But you know, you took third place, you wanted to win that race. Coming back, bouncing back, winning this 1600 meter, and just getting that taste of your first state championship, how much sweeter does that make this finish?
It makes it so much sweeter. I mean, after the 32, getting third place, I was kind of like, you know, that was one of the races I wanted to win, but I was happy with the PR, and I was like, 32 is not really my race. Moved on to the 800. I'm like, this might be my best shot at winning. Kind of got boxed in, and I was a lot disappointed after that race. And coming in here, I just wanted to go home, honestly. I did not want to race this mile. I'm happy I stayed and got it done.
And I got to ask, too, because I noticed this between those two races that you talked about today, there was a jersey change. Was there a superstition thing with that, or was it just so hot this morning that you sweated through the other one and you just weren't comfortable anymore?
It's definitely a superstition. I wore the singlet at Drake, and I got second in the 800. I'm like, let's wear it again. You know, the 8's a fun race. I just like trolling in it. And then purple on purple is just, it's my go-to now, really. I mean, I won the Drake mile, and I'm like, I got to wear it for the 1600 at state.
Tony, congratulations on a state championship. Best of luck in future endeavors. Looking forward to seeing more success come from you and from the Norwalk boys.
For sure. Thank you.
Absolutely. That was Tony Anania, your state champion in the 1600 meter for the Norwalk boys. We continue to bring more updates and interviews from Drake Stadium on KNIA and KRLS.